her gospel picks up right where we left off yesterday. Peter, unable to comprehend how the Lord's suffering and death could be part of God's plan, rebukes the Lord. God forbid, Lord, that anything like that should ever happen to you. And then Jesus rebukes Peter and says, "Get behind me, Satan." And of course, in that moment, you can imagine the other disciples, like whatever they were doing, they've stopped and they're all watching what's happening. And some of them might be like, yes, Peter is getting nailed for this because he's always the one who just says whatever. Maybe some of the others were like, wow, I was thinking the same thing. I am so glad I didn't say it. But the Lord is so good because he doesn't leave it just with the rebuke of Peter. That would somehow, it seems like that wouldn't have been the right way for the whole thing to have ended. And so from the very specific and sharp rebuke of Peter, then Jesus gathers them all and teaches them all. He does this often where something specific may happen to someone, but then the Lord uses it as an opportunity to teach all of his disciples. And so then he gets all of their attention and says to all of them, whoever wishes to come after me, you have to deny yourself and you have to be ready to take up your own cross and come after me. And even though it may seem like you would be saving your life by avoiding the cross, the truth is, Jesus says to them, the truth is that the only way to find life, to find the fullness of the life that you desire, is for you to lose your life. You have to die first in order to fully come to life. You have to put to death all of the things of this world and the things that the world offers you. You have to die to that in order to fully come to the life that God, your Father, wants and has for you. And so he leaves it in a place where he's not just saying, look, the cross is going to be a terribly difficult thing, and you're just going to have to suck it up and get through it. He could leave it at that, but that keeps the focus only on the cross. What would happen if our focus was only on Good Friday? So he doesn't do that. So beautifully, he points them, on the other side is the fullness of life. That's what you want. It's what your hearts were made for. That's what you're going after. And he's so good because he points to the good stuff, the fullness of life that we're aiming for. The whole of our Christian life can't be reduced down only to just all the stuff that we're saying no to. That's part of it, but what we're saying no to it in order to say yes to something greater, more beautiful, the fullness of life he wants for us. And so he uses this opportunity flowing out from Peter to teach all of his disciples, but he's teaching us here as well. And he's reminding us today that the life that we desire comes by way of dying. So imagine that you're in this scene and he's looking right at you when he talks about losing your life in order to find it. And when he says that to you, what is that thing? What's that thing that you've not yet died to or been unwilling to die to or have struggled, but you're still holding on to part of it? When he looks right at you in your eyes and says that you have to lose that in order to find the life you fully desire, what is that thing? The Christian life begins with the death of baptism. It's an utterly amazing thing. Like, if you're going to start a faith, a religion, I mean, I say that kind of in a human way, that's meant to draw the whole world to you, and you say, oh, and everything begins with dying, that's just not the way the world thinks. But the dying that begins in baptism is meant so that we can come fully to life. So what is that, that we've not yet fully died to? And what's on the other side of it? That the Lord would be so good to us in his love and his mercy that he would show us not only what we have to die to, but give us a glimpse of that greater, more beautiful, more life-giving thing that's possible only when we first die. We need to see the other side of it in order to push through with his grace.